Blog Talk Radio.
Give up. What killed me going was weak.
Your hand up. When you put your hand up, you're going to stick your hand into the kingdom. He's there.
Hello, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the time to join us tonight on Prolific Fire. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy, and thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody. I truly appreciate it. The first song I played was, for those of you that like the music, the first song was You Spoke Over Me by Ja'Kalyn Carr. The second song was One Step Away by Prophetess Juanita Bynum. Tonight, I am not the speaker tonight. Tonight, I'm leaving Prolific Fire in the capable hands of the woman of God, Prophetess Pate, and she tells us about letting go and let God. So the next portion here will be that of Prophetess Pate. Father God, use her mightily tonight for your glory. Prophetess Pate, you're on the air.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Prolific Fire on tonight. I'd like to thank and praise God for allowing Prophetess Stacy to allow me to speak on tonight. I would like to thank and praise God for all of you all that tuned in. I would like to thank and praise God for even just able to put a word in my mouth to be able to tell you all about how good God is and tell you all about how some things that we have to let go and let God. Letting go of things that's keeping you from God. And I thank and praise God for allowing me to be able to come on tonight. I thank and praise God for his goodness and grace, and I thank and praise God for all that he is and what he's doing. God is so awesome, you all. God is so great. God just the type of God that I cannot even describe him. I can't describe because he's just that type of God. You can't even find no one to love you like he do. And I thank and praise God for loving us like he do. And I want to thank and praise God on tonight to how God began to. I may call out some verses or scripture while I'm going on with the message, because I thank and praise God that in his word that everything that we have to say, we have to bag it up with the word. And I thank and praise God that I know the word, and I thank and praise God that I know faith. I thank and praise God that there's been things that went on in my life that I'm able to tell you all about, that you all may be able to let go and let God. Because a lot of things we hold on to, it keeps us from getting to that place where God has us. A lot of things we hold on to, it keeps us from our healing. A lot of things we hold on to, it keeps us from coming out of the box. And I thank and praise God that I don't have to hold on to nothing, because I know that God is able to bring me through everything. And I thank and praise God for everything that I have gone through with. And I thank and praise God that I was able to let go of a lot of things. Some things hurt. Some things I had to ask God to open up my heart and that I would let go unforgiven. I thank and praise God. But God was able to help me to let go of things that's keeping me from moving forward. And I thank and praise God for it. So even now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on tonight, God. I thank you, Lord God, for your presence. I thank you, Lord God, for your word on tonight. I thank you, Lord God, for those that join in, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for all that those that's going to join in after, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for even just teaching us and loving us, Lord, like you do. Now, Father God, as I get ready to bring forth your word, God, I thank you, Lord God, that you used me, God, and I thank you for, Lord God, choosing me to be a vessel for you. And, Lord God, help us, God, in these days and time, Lord God, to lean and depend on you, to trust you in everything that we know. Lord God, because you all we have, you all that we got, Lord God, that will take us and get us through this world. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank and praise God again on tonight. I want to say God bless Prophetess Stacy. I thank and praise God. And I want to let you all know letting go and let God. Because the things in our life that we hold on to are things in our life that we cannot get to that place where God wants us to be. And I thank and praise God that some things in our life we go through with, and it's our day for us to go through with it, just so that we will be able to learn how to trust and depend on God. And I thank and praise God for every things I went through with. I thank and praise God for everything that caused me and taught me how to trust and to learn and depend on God. So I want to let you all know, letting go and let God have his way with you. I want to let you all know some things that you can have in your life, and it can cause you to not be what God wants you to be. Sometimes we can hold on unforgiving. Some things that people have done to us, and we don't want to let it go. But God tells us, God said, vengeance is his. So that lets me know that he's going to work out whatever the situation is. He'll handle it. The word tells us that there's no weapon formed against us. It will not prosper. The word of God tells us it shall not prosper. Whatever people speak evil, whatever person come up against you, if you're a child of God, it's not going to prosper. Whatever you do for God, it will last. So we got to learn how to trust God in everything we do. I was reading in Isaiah, the 55th chapter on today. And I thank and praise God that the word of God tells us that his thoughts is not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. He said that heaven even higher than the earth. The word of God tells us those things because he letting us know nothing is too high for him. He's the high God. He thinks way better than we do. His thoughts are way in ahead of ours. Whatever we thinking, his thoughts are way in ahead of ours. We can't even imagine how he works. Everything that he does, He do it way better than we do. I thank and praise God that his word tell us that we are a living epistle to him. So we're a living epistle. We got to learn how to live for God. We got to learn how to trust God in everything that we do by letting go things and letting God. Somebody is holding on to what my husband or what my wife did to me. And you've been divorced, and you've been divorced for so many years. Somebody, you're holding on things that you should let go of. And God is letting you know that he cannot take you to that place where you need to be because of things you're holding on to. Some of you are holding on to anger. You're angry at something or someone, what they've done to you in the past or what was said to you or maybe somebody may abuse you and all of those things. It's okay to be angry, but God wants us to forgive them and sin not. He don't want us to sin with it. God sees it all. He knows all. God wants us to let it go. We can't go towards our future because we're looking at what done happened in the past. If you keep looking at what done happened in the past, you can never press towards your future. Some people believe in God to open up a door for them. Open up that door for them, that financial door. The financial door. Somebody believe in God to open up that business for them. Somebody is believing God to that they will be able to go to school and finish school. Somebody is trusting God for so many things, but you can't go forward because there's a stumbling block hindering you. hindering you from going to that place where you need to be. Well, if I do this, well, people are gonna have that to say about me. But if I move to this place, nobody's gonna support me. We got to let the devil stop coming in, telling us things that's not true. We're living in times now where the Bible says the devil is coming to kill, steal, and destroy. And if you're a child of the King, he's going to try to do all he can to destroy whatever you got. But it's up to you to trust God to help you in everything that you do. You can't be around here looking for people, looking at what worried about what people say, worried about what things do. The Word of God tells us that we're not to be a people pleaser, but we are to be a God pleaser. Let us trust God. People are going to have something to say anywhere you go. If you start a business, if you go to school, if you're making billions of dollars, or if the Lord done bless you with a nice home, or if the Lord done bless you and in your marriage, or the Lord done bless you to open up a door, the Lord done bless you. The enemy gonna always have something to say. It's nothing good that he does. But you got to let go that pride. You got to let go of anger. You got to let go of unforgiveness. You got to let go of these things that's causing you to get into that place where God has you. Some of us can't get into ministry and can't do what God put us here on the earth to do because we don't want to let go of the things that are holding us bound. Some of us bound to a man that's not even... Somebody's not bound. You're bound to a husband that's not even none of yours, or you're bound to a wife that's not even none of yours, and you can't go forward because of the God wants you to do for because you're holding on to mess. You're holding on to something not even yours. You're married, and you and your husband or your wife may be separated, but then you're into another relationship with someone else. You cannot go forward like that. Some of us we're doing so much crooked and wrong stuff, and we're lying about things that's not of God, and we can't go forward. Some of us are property. Some of us are missionaries. Some of us are evangelists. God wants some of us are singers, but we can't go forward because we don't want to let go of the things that feel good to our flesh. We want to stay. We want to do what we do, but then we want to come and serve God too. You can't do it. Let go and let God. We have to let it go. There are some things where we want in life that we'll never get there as long as we're holding on to our past, as long as we're holding on to what somebody think or feel about us, as long as we not trust in God to help us through it. I hear all the time that people say, well, God is an unforgiving God. He forgive us. Yes, he does. He does. God do forgive us. But the Word tell us it's best to know, not to know the way, then to know the way and don't go it. If you know the true Word of God and you still doing what you know that the Word of God say don't do, God's grace is going to run out. It's going to run out one day. Come on, y'all, let's trust God and let's let go of these things that's holding us from God, that's holding us from our blessings, that's holding us from what God got for us. God given to bless people with not with, with with nice home. God, get rid of the blessed people ministry. God, get rid of the blessed people to go out, walk out in their faith, walk out. God is blessing, get ready to bless you with that job that you're believing him for. But we got to let go of the things that keeping us from the blessing. We have so many things that will keep us from our blessing that God has for us, but we can't receive it because we don't want to let go of the things that's holding us. You know what that thing is that's causing you not to go forward. You know what you're doing. You know what you're saying. You know what you're hiding. We know the things. We know the things that we do to keep us from where we need to be. I thank and praise God every day. Sometimes we so have it to look at other people's, and then we'll say, well, why are they prospering and I'm not prospering? While they're here and I'm still not here. Sometimes we're in a situation because of the way we are, because we put ourselves there. We chose to be there. I always say change. If you change, begin with you. It starts with you. If you know your shortcomings, work on it. If you know that you're a liar, work on it. If you know that you can't let go of that man or that woman, pray, work on it. If you know that person have lied on you and you just can't forgive them, trust God and give it to God. God said if you don't forgive that person, he won't forgive you. Life is too short for us to hold on to things that cause us to get to where we need to be. I pray all the time, and I tell God all the time. I ask God for things. And even when I ask him, he give it to me. I get short of money or need something. Don't know where it's going to come. All I say is, God, I need some finance. I need this and I need that. And it may not come when I want it, but God always bring it on time. I always pray if it's a situation that I don't understand, because it's a lot of things come up that I don't understand, and I don't try to. And I tell God to help me. Because he just said his word, his thoughts are higher than ours. His ways are higher than ours. Y'all, let me know we can't do nothing without God. We got to depend on him and trust him like never before in days like this. If we're going to live for God, let's live for God. If we're going to trust God, let's trust God. Let go of unforgiving. Let go of the things that's holding us, that we are tied to, that's not none of ours. Let go of worrying about what people saying. As people can't send you anywhere. People can't send you nowhere. You're the only somebody determined where you're going. You're the only somebody determined where you're gonna end up. I thank and praise God every day of my life. I sit around and a lot of time I pray. When I cook, I pray and I ask the Lord to direct me. Because sometimes I don't see everything right off. And mistakes happen so quick. Sometimes a lot of time I pray. And I tell God to guide my footsteps. Because sometimes where you want to go, that's not where God wants you to be. Maybe somewhere else he wants you to go. We have to ask God to help us what we hear. We can't listen to all that garbage and listen to all the wrong stuff. that's in our inner ear. The Word of God tells us to guard our ear gate. Everything we want to see, we can't see it. The Word of God tells us to, we have to guard our eyes. We have to watch as well as pray. Sometimes we can't say out everything we want to say. You can, but you know what? Those words are going to come right back. You will eat them. We have to be careful as being Christians. We have to be careful of being what God called us to be. We say God called us to be evangelists, then we have to walk in the evangelist. If the Word of God calls us to be teachers, we have to walk in teaching. If the Word of God calls us to be a prophet, we have to walk in being a prophecy. The Word of God tells us everything we need to know is in the Word of God. The Word of God says He's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. That means God don't want any, He don't want us out there living any kind of way and full of junk. When He come back, and if He see that you're not fit, the Word of God tells us depart from Him. We know He tells us He don't even know us. He depart from Him. I know you're not. That's His word. I don't want God to tell me that. I tell God every time in my prayer moment, God, teach me your will. Anything in me that's not like you, move it. And a lot of things, we don't have to ask God to move. We can do that our own self. I thank and praise God every day because I don't let go of some things and I'm letting God do them. I let go of some things in my marriage and I let God take care of it. I let go of some things in my family and I'm letting God take care of it. I'm letting go of some things in my body and God is going to take care of it. I'm letting go of things in my children. I might not never share this, but I'm gonna share this. When my girls go to school, I pray. Because I know what they've been through with. And I know the enemy is out there. But the enemy began to bring fear when it comes to those girls. Because I know what they're capable of doing. And I know what they're not. And they are precious. And I tell God all the time to go with them and come back. And when I see them, when they leave in the morning time to go to school, I tell God to send forth His angel before them. And then when they come back home and I see them, and all I do is tell God, thank you. Because those girls came, both of them was miracles. They was miracles before God. They're not even supposed to be here. The doctor told me I couldn't even have children. He told me, He don't even see how. It's impossible that I can have children. I thank and praise God. I told God when the doctor said that, I didn't trust His word. I said one day that I will. And I thank and praise God that He brought them forth. And I've been training them up in the Word of God ever since they was in my womb. And the enemy trying to come through my oldest daughter, but that ain't going to happen. So I want to let you all know what that God put here, what God have on your life, what He ordained for you to do. Ain't no enemy in hell is going to stop it as long as God got it. But we have to let go of things and let God. I learn now how to trust God in everything I do. I give it everything to Him because I can't do anything with it. I can't do it. I can't do it. So I ask all of you all, anything, you know what it is, God knows. Let go of the things that's holding you from getting to what God has for you. we all have a purpose here on earth, but it's only up to us to fulfill that purpose. There's things that God wants us to be for Him, but there's things also that we're holding on to that God that they won't come forward because of what we're holding on to. We have to let go of it. We have to let it go and let God. We have to trust God because He can do it all. I thank and praise God for all that He has done for me. I do. I thank and praise God. Everything that He set before me, I try to do it. Sometimes I get hard-headed. Sometimes I were God. I believe I were Him sometimes. But I'm glad He know me. I minister and I pray and I trust God and I intercede for different ones. And God has truly answered prayers. So tonight, maybe it's you. Maybe someone you know. Let it go and let God have His way. Let go of the things that's holding you from going to where God wants you to be. Let it go of the past and press it towards your future. God sees all and He knows all. God loves you. He sees what you go through with. God know what He see when you're hurting. He see your tears. He sees all of that. And He say, I'm going to come to your rescue. But you got to ask Him in. Ask Him in, whatever it is. I know pain. I know faith. And you know what took how I ended up with faith? God took me through faith for what I went through with. How I went through so many things. Pain and going through is what caused me to have faith. So now, on tonight, I want you all to trust God, believe God, let go of these things that keeping you from God. Let go of the things that keeping you from going forward in what God put you here to do. I hope you all got enjoy and you got something out of the message on tonight, because I'm believing God to help you all, and I'm going to pray that God will bless you all to come out of where you're at. Don't let stuff cause you to be in bondage. Don't let unforgiveness to cause you to not get to that place where God wants you to be. Don't let it. Let go and let God have His way with you. I want all God got for me and some more. I tell God, give me what's for me, because I can't handle nobody else's. And God's not going to give you nobody else. He's gonna bless you with just what's for you. So on tonight, as I close, trust God, get to know God, love God for yourself, and reach out to God. He hears you. He sees you. He knows everything. Father God, in the name of Jesus, touch every caller, every listener, and every replay listener. Lord, help them let go of the things. Help them to let it go, God, and let you handle it. Help them, Lord God, to, Lord, press towards what you have for them. Cover them with your blood. Strengthen them like never before. Put your arms around them, God. Lord, help them, Lord God. Let them know that you see them, God. You see their tears. You see their heart. Lord, you see everything, what's going on with them, whatever they may need. You see it, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray over everyone. And, Lord, I thank you. In Jesus' name, God, I give your name the honor and the glory and the praise. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen and amen. Now, Prophet Stacy, I turn it back over to you.
To God be the glory. One of the things that Prophet Pace said that I want to reiterate tonight, the woman of God said that she learned faith through what she went through. For all of those out there, and you're asking God to grow you up in some areas, you're asking God to teach you faith, you're asking God to teach you how to love, how to forgive. Whatever you're asking God for, you must know that it's going to come with a test. You're not just going to learn it the easy way. God is going to put you through a test. So I just wanted to make sure you got that point right there, that she told you that she learned faith through what she went through. Christians don't want to go through anything, but that's not how it works. You're going to go through something, whether you want to or not, in order to grow in your faith walk, in order to grow in your love walk, in order to grow in any part of your Christianity, you will go through something. But never fear, because God is going to see you through it. I just wanted to point that part out. The message was good, and I give God glory for Prophet's paid on tonight. She gave a good prayer over you all, so I don't have to redo that. But if there's anybody listening to the sound of my voice and you're not saved, whether you're listening live or to the replay, repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I know that I am a sinner. But I believe that Jesus is Lord and that you raised him from the dead. And I ask that you, Jesus, come into my heart and that you raise me from the dead, that you raise me up out of this world the way that I have been living, that I can stop living the way that I have been living, that I can stop going to the dead places that I've been going to, doing the dead things that I've been doing. Help me to live and to really live. I want to be saved. Help me be saved. In the name of Jesus, amen. If you're listening and you need more information about salvation, you can always go to the ministry's website, which is prolificfireministry.com, and click on the salvation tab, and it will tell you more about salvation. Once again, that's prolificfireministry.com, and it will tell you more about salvation. Also, you can leave a prayer request that way if you desire to do so. Or you can just contact me directly if you need prayer or private consultation. You can always call or text 865-408-8690. Yes, I know I go through these same things every week, but somebody may be listening for the first time and they need the number. Again, the number is 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. Also, you can find me on Twitter at prolificfire. Find me on Facebook at Prophet Stacy. That's my personal page. Also, follow the ministry's Facebook page, which is Prolific Fire Ministry, like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Also, find me on Instagram at Prophetess Stacy. If you enjoy the Woman of God tonight, be sure to come back and let her lead you in prayer this coming up Friday, which will be March the 2nd. Be sure to join her then for Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate. It's a time of prayer and encouragement. You can do so by calling the number that you called tonight, 347-426-3782. That's 347-426-3782, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific, Friday night. And the phone lines will be open that particular night for prayer. I see on tonight there are no prayer requests. But you can always contact me for prayer whenever you need it. So never fear. And be sure to join me back here on Prolific Fire next Monday when I will be back and my message will be anointing teenagers. Anointing the teenagers. God is anointing your teenagers. You may not believe it, but that teenager, that one that you're having so much problem with, there's an anointing on that teenager's life. And that's what we'll be talking about next week. So be sure to be here for that. Until next week, you all, until this Friday, and then next Monday. Each of you have a blessed night. Thank you once again for joining. God bless.